Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Well, how was your 4th of July? And more importantly, how was your dog on the 4th of July? Did you follow the steps that we laid out to have a dog that was comfortable and not freaked out during the 4th of July? Well, I hope so. I hope you had a great 4th of July, and we can never, ever forget that this is the day we celebrate our independence. Our independence. And you know, freedom is so precious, and especially health freedom. You guys, we've got to have health freedom. We got to fight for health freedom, and especially in our pets. If we can't make decisions for our pets, and we can't listen to all the different pieces of information are out there, or we can't demand that we get informed consent, that we cannot really give our dogs the freedom to be as healthy as they should be. And today we're going to be talking about how to continue to make your pets healthy in spite of some of the traditional companies out there saying, well, it's your pet's fault if it gets cancer. Really? Okay. Well, we may just have to dispute that little comment. But before we do, I want to get over to some of our reviews here at Raw Dog Food and Company. These are coming out of our product reviews. You can go up to the top of the page. It says reviews. You can do the click on the product reviews or brand reviews. These are some of the newest reviews. Mary says, can't say enough good things about Raw Dog Food and Company. They are superb. All good. Thank you, Mary. Also from Nikki, who 3 days ago, she said, I love this company. I have been disappointed by other raw dog food companies that will not provide a prey model option. And I greatly appreciate having the multiple meat prey model plus options to rotate with Raw Dog Food & Co. Products and service have always been very consistent. No issues at all. Please don't change. Many thanks from Max and Roxy and me. Thank you, Nikki. That's awesome. Logan says, simply amazing. Logan said, I started listening to the super informative podcast. After telling myself raw is the way to go, I called to get a few questions answered before placing my order. I spoke with Dee Dee. Out of all people, I was surprised to talk with the owner of the company who answered all my questions. I placed my order at noon. It shipped within an hour. Phenomenal customer service. I'm located in California. All shipments have arrived in 2 days. Still frozen. And the last one from Brittany says, my pups love these. Thanks, Raw. We appreciate all of you. And, you know, our aim here is to educate our customers, to give excellent customer service so that they can be confident in feeding their dog a species appropriate diet. And that's what it's all about. The dogs. It really... Look, I know the pet parents are the ones that have to make the decisions and have to pay the bills, but it is all about the dogs because they're just, there's nothing like your pet, right? And when they leave us, it is such a hole in our soul because they bring us so much love. So while they are here, let's show them how much love we can give them and how we can help them be the healthiest dogs that they can be. Well, today I want to talk about some information that I got from Dr. William Faulkner. Always enjoy his work. But, you know, I was reading an article where he says, you know, if your dog comes down with cancer or a disease, there's this little trick that's being played out there. And it's called, oh, your dog is just predisposed. You have one of those dogs that are predisposed to that disease. So kind of, you know, blaming your dog. I mean, you're just predisposed. You're one of those dogs. It is not anything we're doing. Of course not. Why would we look at that? That might hit our bottom line. He talks about one of the, and we hear it constantly, but one of the drugs, and I've talked about this many, many times, one of the drugs that we see causes cancer in pets is one of your itch remedies. You know, you got an itchy dog, so you take them into the vet and they prescribe Apoquil. Mm-hmm. Well, many, many people have reported that once they put their dog on Apoquil, their dogs get some type of lymphoma or some type of cancer, which are actually rare in that breed. But then you take it into the vet and the vet says, oh, no, it doesn't have anything to do with the immune suppressing drugs that we put your dog on. It doesn't have anything to do with that, suppressing your dog's immune system. It's just that, you know, your dog is predisposed to cancer. So here's the deal. You go in, you put your dog on Apoquil because the dog's itching and ripping its skin apart and you want some relief, right? But this immune system is in a high state of confusion. Maybe it's viewing ordinary things like foods, gases, pollen, flea, saliva, as a signal to boot up the inflammation in the body. You know, like all of these things are threats to the dog. So it causes this extreme inflammation. So what happens is you go to the vet and they put a chemical in your pet's body that stops this immune communication system. And it's supposed to just turn off the itch, right? So that you can resume a normal life. But that's not the end of the story. Because in Apoquil, there's a veiled warning from its maker that says this. And I would like to ask the pet parents out there, if you've recently put your dog on Apoquil, all right, this little pill that you take, your dog takes every month, did they also tell you that it says it might also allow cancers to grow or infectious disease to get the upper hand? Well, here's what the important safety information says. Do not use Apoquil in dogs less than 12 months of age or those with serious infections. Apoquil may increase the chances of developing serious infections and may cause existing parasitic skin infestations or pre-existing cancers to get worse. I'm just wondering if when that was prescribed, if you were told about that, were you? Because you see, informed consent is what we're all about. Informed consent so that you can make the best decision so that health freedom is yours. Health freedom is your dog's. Well, the Zoetis marketers, they just move the narrative around. And they'll say, well, your dog is just predisposed to this type of cancer. So it was in no way connected to the Apoquil, right? So Dr. Faulkner says, here's the typical scenario that plays out far too often. And I'm going to tell you that we see it all the time. First and foremost, your dog gets a vaccine or most likely multiple vaccines all at once. And I'm telling you, I ask this question all the time and pet parents don't even realize that this is happening because I'll say, did you get a 5-way, 6-way? What kind of a vaccine did you get? I have no idea. Okay. But you do understand that vaccines four-way, five-way, six-way cause a lot of immune confusion. And like just what I said, once you get immune confusion going on in a dog, then it views everything from grasses to pollen to food as something that's trying to kill it. So inflammation just shoots up. And now we've got this itchies going on, right? All right. So he says, you go in, you get these vaccines, typically these multiple vaccines. The second thing that happens is your dog's immune system becomes overwhelmed. You've got a bunch of foreign viruses running around in their body. This is where people go, what's in your food? It's making my dog, my dog's allergic to this, it's allergic to that, allergic to this. And I'm like, yeah, did you just get vaccines? Well, no, I just got my third vaccine last month, but this has nothing to do with it. Or maybe it's been a year. No, okay. It all adds up. He says, number three, in that state of immune confusion and panic, normal things are mistaken for invaders. Okay. We just talked about that. So your dog can't rest and the inflammation is accompanied by skin and ears that are itching all the time. The next step is you as a pet parent are saying, I can't live like this. I can't go to sleep. I can't stand to watch my dog itching all the time. She's miserable, and so are we. So the next step is you run to the vet because you want relief. You want your dog to get relief, and anything is going to be better than this, right? So you are offered this amazing solution, Apoquil. Bam, it's going to stop that itch fast. Wonderful. We've got tons of dogs on them. Everybody's using it. It works. That's fabulous. So you take it home, you give it to your dog, and with hours, you know, the dog's itch is just like almost gone. You're just like, what? Whoa, this is amazing. Then what happens? What's going on? The dog just doesn't look well. He's starting to itch again. But it's more than that. Something else is going on. So you go back to the vet, and that's when the C word is dropped. Now you find out, oh my gosh, your dog has cancer. And often, Dr. Faulkner says, it's not just any cancer. Often it's a cancer of her immune system or lymphoma. So you've got some options, right? And typically they're going to push the chemo. It's probably not going to extend her life. It's probably going to make your dog sick. It's probably going to be a huge expense. Or you can do surgery or you can do radiation. Maybe you can't do anything because it's spread throughout the lymph system. And then you get the word, well, there's really nothing we can do. She got this disease because, you know, she was just predisposed to cancer. Nothing to do with the drugs. Now, Dr. Faulkner says, this is just total BS. And he said, here is why it's completely bogus. Predisposition can't be measured, not unless you have a high-tech laboratory, okay? And according to scientists who study cancer and immunity, we all have cancer cells trying to grow in us at any given time, and it's our immune system that takes those cancer cells out. It's our immune system that keeps those cancer cells from growing. So, what do they do? Zoetis, the maker of Apoquil, conveniently places the blame on the dog or you because maybe you didn't read the label. It's just terrible because they just keep right on profiting from this expensive drug while all this damage is being done without informed consent, without health freedom to get all the information. Dr. Faulkner says, "What? How do you avoid this? How do you keep from getting into this type of scenario?" He says, and guys, some of you are not going to agree with this, but he says, you've got to decrease greatly or stop vaccinating altogether, especially those dogs who've already had several. And I just talked to someone the other day and they said, well, my dog is 9. And so we're going back in for, I said, not why, what, wait. And this dog has problems. This dog has issues. And I said, well, number one, I mean, why do you need those shots? And number two, you're not supposed to get those shots if your dog's not well. But that's not being told to her. They're convinced that this is going to help their dogs be better. And it's not. But if you have done these vaccinations, you guys, you've got to start using immune support to minimize the chances of damage. Okay. You could start working with, you know, a homeopathic vet, but you've got to stop believing that your dog was just predisposed to this cancer. We've got to snap out of it and start remembering that toxins within the body do not help your immune system. So you've got to push back and you've got to stop doing that. What are some great immune supports? Well, turkey tail. Okay. We've got this in our supplement section. Turkey tail, great immune supporter. Phytosflora, love bugs. Go through a round of the rebalancer, or it may be now still called anti-vaccinosis on my site. Either one of those names, rebalancer, anti-vaccinosis, and liver detox. All of those to help your pup's immune system. And stop putting things in their body like processed toppers. You know, I heard somebody say to me the other day, oh, well, my dog is feeding Honest Kitchen. Well, Honest Kitchen, honestly, is so high in sugar, it might as well be called kibble. Okay? We've got to stop putting processed foods in your dog's body. No processed foods, no processed treats. Okay? Meat, bones, organ, fat, tripe, rotate, duck, turkey, chicken, beef, chicken, pork, salmon, and egg. I mean, there's just rotate all of these in there, because I'm telling you, as Dr. Judy and I have said many, many times, you've got to look at, where are you taking your dog for health advice? Is it built on a business model for profit, or is it built on a pet health model? And Dr. Faulkner, he has this great article and he says, look, here's how you build a business model. And we see this in our traditional veterinary world. First, you sell a product. Okay. And he said, better yet, just give this product away in a special package plan. So it looks like it's a real bargain, right? And then brand the plan called wellness. You know, those, like they say, the wellness check, right? And he said, then he makes sure that who's ever using this is looked at as a animal health guru, right? These people, I mean, they fully support this product because they're in the health business of, they're in the pet health business. Okay. Push this product constantly, push it, push it, push it, because it's part of their bottom line. But then when that product that they push, flea and tick, heartworm, annual vaccines, right, create long-term health problems. So you got product two, it's the fix. And make it in short supply. Make it so that, you know, they may not be able to get it easily, so that the demand will soar and you can make a nice product. And then deny that product number one creates any health problems, and have that profession claim the opposite. Claim it prevents disease, but then explain how product two will cure the disease that product one created. So you got to start looking at, where are you taking your dogs? What kind of business model do they have? I'm telling you, we see so many sick dogs come through here. And yet the profession is still saying, oh my gosh, can't do that raw diet. And I'm like, really? Because I just saw this dog that was on death's door, which is how I even got into this business in the first place back in 2000. A dog, a neighbor friend of mine, his dog was on death's door because he was feeding kibble and just You know, even a high-end kibble, which if I hear that one more time, I'm going to eat some green tripe. But his vet had given him no hope. Yes, nothing we could do, nothing we could do. Your dog's just got, you know, IBS, IBD, EPI, put a name on it. Well, he was like, well, that's not good enough for me. Yay for him, because he sent me down an amazing path, an amazing journey in my life. But he told me that he started feeding raw and that his dog totally recovered. And at the time, I had a 1.5-year-old dachshund who didn't have any problems. But I said, oh, well, I'm going to switch over to raw right now. And I did, and I never looked back. And Doc the dachshund, my sweet red short hair, lovable, strong, thought he was a German Shepherd dachshund, lived to be 17. And that's how I got into many years later. But because I was such a believer in raw, and I still am, and I see it every day. If you know someone that has a dog that is sick, on a lot of drugs, not doing well, help that pet parent not go through such devastating pain, because many of these dogs can be saved. Many of these dogs will turn around. We got to get them before they get cancer. We got to get them before they stop eating. We got to get them before they keep going back in and getting shot after shot and drug after drug. We've got to give them a fighting chance. If you have someone you know, just tell them to email us. Ask them to go talk to Dr. Judy Jasek. Get them to sign up on a consult with Neely Piazza, or just have them send us an email. Have them give it a shot. Ooh, I don't like that word. Have them give us a chance because we see it all the time. There's nothing like a species appropriate diet. And I'm telling you, high sugar, processed foods, stuff with carrageenan in it, cooked foods, that's not a species appropriate diet. Raw food, that's what these dogs were created to eat. All right. Keep the toxins out. Feed the body what it's meant, what it was created to eat. You can do that right here at rawdogfoodandco.com. Go over to our learning center, go over to our supplement section. If you've already given lots of vaccines, maybe you've been on Apoquel, maybe even Cytopoint, we got to get that dog some immune support, love bugs, Phytoflora, healthy gut, turkey tail, all right, liver detox, and also the anti-vaccinosis. Get over to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.